friends, this is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. I hope this finds you well. This is being recorded on Thursday, the 27th, so wherever you are listening to this, I do hope this, again, finds you well. My name is Paul Nichols. I'm your host. I'm affectionately, I hope, known as the Investor Coach. I reside in Central PA. You're listening to this podcast. It's part of It's Your Money. It's a podcast I've been doing for quite a while now. We pull back the curtain on the financial services industry and expose the truth about money and investing. I believe passionately that education leads to clarity, and clarity can lead to confidence. And when we talk about the area of finances, it is often an area that is misunderstood, and a lot of people are bewildered and baffled about it. In fact, I would say the number one thing that I hear in my practice, my firm's a registered investment advisory firm, registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission in the state of PA. We do business in several states. The number one thing I hear from people that come through my office is apologies for why they don't understand what they're doing with their money. And it's really kind of scary if you think about it. A lot of people really do not know the rules to the game as it relates to financial planning, and financial literacy is an issue in our country. I'm part of a growing group of professionals in this country that are concerned about the direction we're heading as it relates to financial literacy. In fact, we teach a course. I'll be doing it tonight. It's a course that's taught around the country called Retirement Planning Today, and we really spend a lot of time trying to approach this area of financial literacy. And this is why I do the market update every week, or endeavor to do so every week. I did miss a few over the holidays, but that's my prerogative. What's that song? That was back from the 80s. That's really aging me a bit, isn't it? Or was it 90s? I don't even know. Anyway, Paul Nichols again, your host, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. And I'm going to do a market update right now. And if I may, I'm going to be brief, because I'm going to share some extra thoughts with you today. But the idea of the market update, ladies and gentlemen, is whenever we do one, which this one is as of business close, 1/26, or Wednesday, January 26, 2011, the reason that we do the market update is to express to people the idea that it is important that you know how the market is doing as a whole, that being the different index or indice that represent different areas of the marketplace, like large companies, small companies, value companies, growth companies, etc. The Russell 2000, Russell 2500, Russell 1000. You may not know much about these index, but that's okay. You just got to get an idea of kind of the bigger picture of what they are. They simply, for example, the S&P 500 that most of you, I believe, have heard of and are familiar with, is simply a group of 500 large U.S. companies, predominantly growth companies, and it's considered to be indicative or representative of our U.S. economy. And when we look at the S&P 500, we know that it represents predominantly U.S. large companies. Well, when we look at other index, like the Russell 1000 value, well, that would be large value companies, not growth companies. Now, not to confuse you if you're a new listener, but we subscribe to a purely academic and scientific approach to investing. When I say we, I mean Paul Nichols. I'm the president of Financial Abundance, all the people that work within Financial Abundance, our firm, and the associations that we have with people around the country, academics, etc. We believe that investing is relatively simple. You just need to follow a few rules that are grounded in the academic research of the last 50 years, including Nobel laureates and professors from many notable and some Ivy League institutions, that basically investing boils down to a few basic concepts. One, modern portfolio theory, the whole idea that the market moves in random and that we want to basically understand that we can't guess what's going to be the hot area of the market. For example, we never know when it's going to rain or when the sun's going to shine, so it would be prudent to own suntan lotion firms or companies as well as umbrella companies. The concept of dissimilar price movement. Harry Markowitz won the Nobel Prize for modern portfolio theory along with Merton Miller, and William Sharp, when they basically said, look, there's in very basic terms, there's a concept of correlation, diversification, dissimilar price movement. And my hands are going up and down in opposite directions, meaning that you want to own all the asset classes because you never know which one's going to be up for a given time period or year or which one's going to be down. So we want to own them all. And this is why the market update is important, because if we own all the market, the entire global marketplace, small companies, large companies, growth companies, value companies, cash, Europe, Australia, Far East, international, etc., not try to guess which one's going to be up. Modern portfolio theory simply says own everything. The market's up 2 out of 3 years, down 1 out of 3 years, which is certainly what we've seen in the last three. 2010 was awesome, stellar year, as was 2009. We had incredible returns. For those of you that invest in the entire marketplace, you did. For those of you trying to pick and choose, you may not have. And then we had 2008, which was, one of the worst years of the century? Well, we won't know till this century is over, but certainly one of the last years if we were to compare it to the last century. So that's about right. 1 out of 3 years is down, 2 out of 3 years is up. We never know when it's going to be up, when it's going to be down. We never know what's going to be hot, what's going to be not. For example, small U.S. won last year. That was the hottest asset class last year. But we wouldn't have known that in the beginning of the year, so we're going to own everything rather than chase it. The second idea is simply that the market's efficient, that all the knowable information is factored into the price of products, goods, and services, that only new and unknowable information would change the price, i.e., Bear Stearns took a dump the morning the news was announced, Enron the morning the news was announced, MCI, WorldCom the morning the news was announced, AIG the morning the news was announced, not the day before. Okay, that would have been insider trading. I believe the market's efficient. Now, you're going to hear some debate about this concept in the marketplace. Some people saying 2008 was an example of why the market was not efficient. I beg to differ. I believe that it efficiently reacted to the investor behavior in 2008. It was absolutely efficient. Some people say that it wasn't efficient. Well, chasing the market has not been efficient in all the studies I found. I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, to produce one that proves out consistently that chasing the market and trying to find value in the market, when you look at the cost involved, just doesn't win. I haven't found any research to show that, and after being in the industry and working for many brokerage firms through the years, I haven't seen any of my clients that saw that. Not to say we didn't get decent returns, but not in many cases, like last year, did you really get what the market bared out. It was an incredible market update last year that ended last year. If you haven't listened to that, I think it was week or two I did it a couple weeks ago. So, modern portfolio theory, the efficient market hypothesis, we believe the market's efficient, free markets work, capitalism works, and then the three-factor model, which was a groundbreaking study that Eugene Fama and Kenneth French completed back in the 90s that really explained where 97% of the returns come from in the market. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not that hard to invest in the market. Invest long-term, own securities, rebalance, and turn off all the speculation and gambling and hype that we call investainment, and simply realize that it's a long-term game. The market's up. You want to own everything. You never know what's going to be up. Quit guessing. Just buy it all and get what the market will bear. And in some years, it's a bear market. That's just how it goes. That's why it's time to have another segue conversation, not time now, but I may want to mention this, that in my planning approach, I don't believe you should have any money in the market that would be needing for your income stream in retirement. That's another conversation. So back to the market update, modern portfolio theory, dissimilar price movement, the three-factor model, and then the efficient market hypothesis. The idea is just apply the science, it's there. With that being said, what is the market update for January 26, 2011? Well, let's start with the Russell 2500 index, which measures small to mid U.S. companies. It's about 2.25% up for the year. This would be as of the year 2011 up to the 26th business close. Russell 2000, small cap to very small, it's up about 1.3%. Russell 2500, this measures small value, not growth, but value companies, almost 2%. And then the Russell 1000, large U.S. values, it's just shy of 3. The S&P, which measures U.S. large, is about 3. So at this point, hey, yay team, man. We are in the black in the beginning of 11 after 9 and 10. Ain't it great? I know that's not proper grammar, ladies and gentlemen. Ain't it great to be involved and have the opportunity to take advantage of the best wealth-producing entity and concept known to man, and that is investing properly in the stock market. It's always one. Remember, it's like going up a flight of stairs with the yo-yo. You ever walked up a flight of stairs and played with the yo-yo at the same time? That's the picture I think of when I think of our stock market. It's always gone up. Internationally, you are wondering, well, Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index, which is designed to measure the developed areas of our globe, that being Australia, for example, Switzerland, United Kingdom, Denmark, etc., about 3% for the year. So far, we're seeing our developed markets on the grow. The only negative or blemish, if you will, on this week's market update as of January 26th, business close 2011, would be the emerging markets. It's down about 0.75 point or about 77 basis points. And then we have the Morgan Stanley Europe Australia Far East, and it is absolutely, it looks like it is the winning asset class so far for 2011, being a little over 3%. So we have S&P U.S. large, and we have Europe Australia Far East, which is a measurement of the equity performance of developed markets, excluding U.S. and Canada, and of course, emerging markets, and it's up. So overall, yay team, go, go, go. The market is up. We want it to continue to go up, obviously. I hope that you own all of it. If you don't, fix it. How do you fix it? Well, try to find an investor coach somewhere around close to you. Give us a call, 814-867-5745, or toll free, 866-867-5745. You can always go and check out our website. There is a plethora of information. About 3 years of a radio show. I had a syndicated radio show at one point that we've since given up about a year ago. There's about a year's worth of 2-3 minute video vignettes that were broadcast during the news, NBC News locally here in local central PA. And of course, there's podcasts here on iTunes. So there's a plethora of information. I strongly encourage you to look at our recommended reading list on the website, financialabundanceinc.com. You can go to Google and type in Financial Abundance or Investor Coach or Paul Nichols, and our firm should pop up. One thing I want to mention to you today as I close out the market update and just kind of a touch base with you all is we have an advisor guide, and I kind of, because we have so many people listening, I hesitate to just offer this up, but I wanted to offer the concept of the investor dilemma to some of you. And if some of you out there are really bewildered, you're not really sure what's going on, you're really basic novice in investing, I encourage you to go to Financial Abundance, and right on the front page you can ask the coach a question. And ask about the investor dilemma. And what the investor dilemma is, basically, it's explained in our advisor awareness guide that that we share with prospective new clients and people that we want to help coach up. And if you get a hold of us, we can get you a copy of this. Let me just do that. We can get you a copy of the investor awareness guide. But the investor dilemma is explained in the guide. And what I want to do is just simply give you an idea of what this cycle is and encourage you to look out for triggers that may be familiar in this cycle, because oftentimes there are things that can hurt you. And I don't want to spend a lot of time going into the detail. I'm just going to give you an idea of what the investor dilemma is and how it affects us. And basically, it's made up of a few areas. Think of a wheel or a cycle. It begins with the idea that we all have fear of the future, and we want to try to figure out how to plan for our future well-being and security financially. And that brings us to a point, often many of us, where we go out and we say, look, we got to go out and figure out how to eliminate this fear by doing some planning. So we go out and we start to try to forecast and figure out what's going to happen in the future. This is one of the pitfalls we got to be careful about, because that's predominantly what I see in this industry. Predominantly what I see is forecasts of the future. And as a result, what happens is it forces us kind of into a corner, in that we start to look at track record investing to solve this fear that we have and this need to forecast what's going to happen in the future. So we hit the internet and the magazines and the TVs and iTunes and wherever you're getting your sources. And oftentimes we see information overload. This is something I work very hard in doing this podcast on a regular basis to avoid that. Investing is not that complex. What we have in our country today is not a lack of information. We have a lack of clarity. And so what I try to do is bring clarity and so that you really understand. You don't need to know everything. You just need to know the few right things. And in order to know the few right things, you generally need someone to guide you. This leads us, information overload, ladies and gentlemen, to emotion-based decisions. We have emotion-based decisions that we make, and then we end up breaking the rules. We let emotion override our logic. Investor behavior is often what hurts people most, not necessarily their portfolios. That then breaking the rules leads to performance losses and back to the fear of the future. So you've got to be very careful of this cycle. It's a psychological cycle, if you will, can be preyed upon, not intentionally, but through the lack of understanding and clarity. So I encourage you, if any of these things are happening, the fear of the future, you're trying to forecast, you're starting to look at track record and picking what's done well in the past, and you're getting overloaded with information, and then you're throwing your hands up and saying, forget it, I'm just going to keep it the way it is or whatever. You start breaking the rules, you revert to emotion rather than letting logic prevail. You end up getting poor performance as a result, and unless you're fortunate enough to get lucky enough to build a portfolio properly without coaching, and then you're back where you started. So if you find yourself dealing with this dilemma, let me encourage you to start by getting educated, and if there's confusion or a lack of clarity, find someone to help you with that. We're a source. If we're not local to you, we may know a source that is. And we don't necessarily have to be local. A lot of people work with us that I've never met actually before. So anyway, this is Paul Nichols, the investor coach, attempting to pull back the curtain, expose the truth about the industry. Encourage you to go to the website, Financial Abundance Inc., and check out our reading list. It's full of academics, great amount of information. And if you would like, every week we send out a little, what I call a weekly clarity coaching segment. It's normally about a 1, 2, 3, 4 minute video with a little paragraph explanation of just, you know, a piece of coaching financially. It may be a current event. It may be just basic education. And we can email that to you. We send it out to people all across the country. If you'd like to take advantage of our weekly clarity coaching, just go to the website and ask the coach, and I think there's a box. I'm pretty sure there's a box for that. So with that being said, Paul Nichols, the investor coach, I hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful month. 2011 is looking good as it relates to finances to start with. 2010 was rocking. Ain't it great?